Reboot your credit card with Apple Card, the only credit card designed for iPhone. It gives you up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase. Plus, Apple Card has no fees, not even hidden ones. Apply for Apple Card now in the Wallet app on iPhone. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Variable APRs for Apple Card range from 19.24% to 29.49% based on creditworthiness. Rates as of February 1st, 2024, terms and more at applecard.com.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, and today is a Q&A Weekends episode where we answer your question right here on the show. If you have a question you want to ask, just email us over at support@businessrepublic.net, or you can send me a tweet on Twitter. My handle's TheOmarZenHome. As always, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenhome. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online over at 100mba.net. And today's question comes from Steve, and Steve asks, how do I get more people to show up to my webinars? And I'm happy to answer it on today's episode. And let me start by saying there are two parts or two steps to this answer. Step one is getting people to sign up for the webinar, to register. So you have to actually sell them on this webinar. Second, once they've signed up or registered for the webinar, you need to make sure those people actually attend, show up on the day of the webinar. In today's episode, I'll be sharing all the strategies I use to get as many people as possible to show up to my webinars, and I guarantee you'll find it very, very useful. So let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Stay Roasted. Stay Roasted brings a neighborhood coffee roaster experience right to your doorstep. Choose from over 40 of America's top craft coffee roasters. They'll match their finest in-season coffee beans to your taste preferences, roast them to perfection, and deliver them to you at peak freshness. Visit stayroasted.com/MBA to experience your first bag of fresh roasted coffee for free, plus shipping. Again, that's stayroasted.com/MBA for your free, delicious tasting coffee. So Steve asks, how do I get more people to show up to my webinars? So like I mentioned earlier, there are two steps or two stages you need to focus on. The first stage is getting people to actually register for your webinar. How do you get them to actually sign up? Now, if you run webinars before, I want you to take a look at your stats. Now, if you're not using a software that shows you stats, then you want to take a look at how many people actually signed up for your past webinar and how many people actually showed up to the webinar. Take a look at your conversion rate, because that's going to be something that's very important later on. We'll talk about that in a moment. But first, let's get people to sign up for the webinar. And I want to share with you some strategies that really, really help you get more signups. Let's start with the basics. Number one, a lot of people really neglect the fact that they have a website. People are coming to your website organically. They're searching for you on Google and finding you. Make sure you add a way for people to know about your webinar so they can sign up right there. They're coming to your blog anyway to read your posts. You might as well invite them to your webinar. You also want to make sure you do this on your homepage. It's probably the number one visited page on your site. So you could do what's called a welcome mat. You could use SumoMe for this, where it's at the top of the page, or it's kind of like a splash page when people visit your website. You could put it up as a banner on the top, or you can just simply just put it on the page simply by putting a form or a link to your registration page. The point here is that people are visiting your homepage anyway. Use that traffic to get people to come to your webinar. This is so effective that there's so many people that sell their products only on webinars by inviting them to a webinar on their homepage. They don't actually sell it on the website. So inviting them via your website really helps. Number two, we're going to utilize your site even more. Write a blog post about your upcoming webinar. What are you going to be discussing? What problems are you going to be solving? What questions are you going to be answering? Build some hype around your webinar. You're writing blog posts anyway. Write one about your webinar. And at the bottom of the blog post, invite them to sign up. You send out newsletters, tell them about this blog post, about all the things you're going to be teaching on the webinar. Remember, this is a sales exercise. Yes, you're not selling a product for money, but you're asking people to sign up for a webinar. You have to sell them on it, why they should attend. What are they going to miss if they don't attend? What's the great value that everybody who's going to be there is going to get? Sell them on it. What else can you do? You can obviously email your existing email list. Even if people on that list are buyers already of the product you're going to sell on your webinar, it's okay. Invite them for the training. And people that are happy with your product will cheerlead you in the chat. They'll tell people, hey, I love his product. I love her product. I think it's fantastic. You should buy. Those are great people to have on board, great allies to have on the webinar. So email your list and again, sell it to them. What are you going to cover? How is it going to be fun? How is it going to be entertaining? Use your sense of humor. Use your personality. Sell them on actually attending. What else? I also recommend that you get social on social media. When I say get social on social media, I don't mean just blast it out, hey guys, I'm doing a webinar on this day. Before you actually create the webinar, you have a topic in mind, right? So discuss on social media that topic, whether it's on your own profile or your own groups or other groups. Hey, I'm thinking about doing a webinar on this topic. What are some things you're struggling with when it comes to this topic? Get people to give you some answers. What are some questions you have? What are some things you would love to know? Get people engaged and get some content so you know what to cover in that webinar. But not only will they be engaged, but they're also going to be more likely to sign up for the webinar because they're part of the process. They're intrigued now. Hey, what's going on? I'd love to be a part of this webinar. Let me know when it's going to go live or when you're going to actually run the webinar. So when you actually do the webinar, you can get on that thread and say, hey, I actually put this all together and I'm running a webinar next week on Tuesday. If you're interested, sign up. Here's the link. You're more likely going to get people to sign up because they're a part of the process opposed to you just blasting it out and say, hey, I'm doing this webinar on this date. Get social, get feedback, get people involved. If you notice, all the things I mentioned today are free. None of this has anything to do with paid advertising. And most of the things I do are free. Yes, we use Facebook ads and other forms of advertising to get people on our webinar, but I'd probably say it's about 10% of the way we do it. And let me get into those a little bit. You can get people on your webinar indirectly by having people sign up for something that's related to the topic that you're going to be doing the webinar on that's less committal, like a free course. So we'll run an ad or we'll get people to sign up for a course called the Ultimate Webinar Course that's all about how to get started with webinars. And we cover a lot of what we're talking about today in that course and more. And then once they sign up for the course, I ask them or invite them to come on a webinar. So it's a two-part process or a two-step process where first I get them to enjoy the course. They learn something. They get a win. They realize, hey, this person has something of value to teach me. And then I invite them, hey, I'm going to have a live webinar where you can ask questions, where it can be back and forth. There's interaction. And it's a lot easier to get them to sign up for that versus just getting them to sign up for the webinar straight without that step in between where they sign up for the course and get value first. So think about that two-step process if you're going to be using paid ads. All right, but this is only half the equation. You got them to sign up for your webinar. How do you make sure they actually show up? Now, at Webinar Ninja, we have over 10,000 users. We have a lot of great statistics, a lot of great data on conversion rates from sign up to attendance. And the average conversion rate now is around 30%. And that's kind of an industry average. And your goal is try to get it up closer to 50%. Now you might be thinking, wow, 30%, that's low. Yeah, but not everybody shows up. Not everybody can actually make it on that time. They might check out the replay. They may not. Usually people just sign up and want to grab a spot and make sure they have a way to get there. So how do you get it closer to 50%? Well, you have to sell them on attending. So with Webinar Ninja, for example, our software, we have an automatic email sequence that goes out to everybody who registers, and you can modify these emails. And what you want to do is you want to entice people to make sure they show up live. Give incentives to those who show up live, whether those are bonuses, whether those are funny moments that you're going to be sharing, freebies, answering your question first and then at the end of the webinar. Tell them if they reply to the email right now with a question, you'll answer it first before you start the webinar. This will entice people to show up and actually engage even before the webinar. So they've signed up for the webinar, but now you got to really make sure they show up. This is where you really need to show your personality, your humor, and really get people excited, get people thinking, wow, this is different. This is going to be fun. I often say, hey, if you show up live to the webinar, you'll get to see me dancing to Michael Jackson when I was 4 years old on my fourth birthday. And that alone is just a funny image of Big Omar. I'm pretty tall. I'm 6'5". What did this guy look like when he was 4 years old? Let alone dancing to Michael Jackson. You get the point. Your job is to get them off the bench and into the game. Get them to sign up and also attend the webinar. I mentioned giveaways. I often like to give a giveaway that is only available to those who show up live. This could be a template. This could be a workbook. This could be a ebook. This is something that really is useful that they can use to implement what you teach on the webinar. And I only give it to people that actually show up live. Those who watch the replay will not have access to it. You know, the downloadable will be locked out by the time the webinar is over. It could be password protected or something, and then you can change the password once the webinar is over. Or you can make it public and then close it to private. And you can easily do this with Google Drive. The point is that people that show up live get something extra. And yes, it's great for people to watch the replay, but the magic happens when it's live, when you have interaction, when people can have their questions answered, when they actually enjoy amongst everybody else live. So remember, there's two steps here, selling them to sign up for the webinar and then selling them to show up to the webinar. Put your best salesmanship in action. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, Stay Roasted. For entrepreneurs like me, top quality coffee isn't a luxury. It's a necessity. But exceptional coffee requires finding exceptional beans. Thankfully, they're Stay Roasted. With Stay Roasted, you get 100% specialty grade coffee beans hand-selected to your tastes and delivered at peak freshness. Best of all, it's simple. Just set some basic preferences and let your roasters take care of the rest. Yeah, your roasters. Pick from dozens of America's top craft coffee roasters to be your personal roaster lineup. Your top roasters will match you with their finest beans and deliver them fresh. And when it's time for a refill, your next roaster is ready queued and ready to roast. Stay Roasted plans start at only 60 cents per brewed cup. And there's no commitments. You could try it yourself. Visit stayroasted.com/MBA to experience your first bag of freshly roasted coffee for free, plus shipping. That's stayroasted.com/MBA. That's stayroasted.com/MBA. Steve, I hope today's advice on how to get more people to sign up or to show up for your webinars was helpful. But if I was going to give you one piece of advice, is that you have to get innovative. You have to find ways to reach people and get them to have their eyeballs on your registration page. And that could be even showing up as a guest on podcasts or video shows, or writing some blog posts for other blogs, guest blogging. And at the end of the blog post, you can invite them to show up to your free webinar. Most blogs are okay with this because it's a freebie and it's a win-win, but it requires a little bit of work on your end, building those relationships as well as writing a great post for that blog. That way you're leveraging somebody else's audience. You want those audience members to be your audience members in your webinar. Guys, that wraps up today's Q&A Weekends episode. Remember, guys, if you have a question, just email us at support@businessrepublic.net. We'd love to answer it here on Q&A Weekends. Thanks again for listening to the $100 MBA Show, for subscribing, for giving us a rating and review on iTunes. It means so much to us. Thanks, guys. Before I go, I want to leave you with this. If you're listening to today's episode and say, you know what, I'm not a salesperson. I don't know if I could sell this webinar to people. Sales is just a skill. You could learn it. It just takes some time and some practice. And you can find your own style. I don't really consider myself a traditional salesperson. I just like to use my personality to tell people about what I have to offer. I like to educate them. I'm an educator, really. And that's what sales really is an education. And just like you weren't a walker, you were a baby at one point, and you were crawling, and you learned how to walk, and you couldn't read at one point, and now you read. You might not be able to sell right now, but you will if you just put your mind to it and start practicing and using your own style. I hope that helps and hope to see you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.